Welcome to XP Ministries. This recording is under copyright laws and cannot be replicated. This file is licensed for one user only and cannot be duplicated without written permission. We pray that this recording will bless and empower you.
All right! For those of you who are watching by DVD, we just took up an offering. And we got drunk as we did it. But turn to lesson 7 in your notes. And I got to tell you a story about this lesson. It's probably no accident that we're, you know, getting a little taste of drunkenness here this morning. One of the first times that I taught the Glory School, when we actually were recording for our official set, we were in Portland, Oregon. And we were doing the whole 16 sessions in a Glory School, and God had been moving wonderfully. And I got to this particular lesson, which it seems really safe. You know, it's called Daily Disciplines for Heavenly Glory. And so, you know, I was beginning, you know, to get ready to teach it. And, you know, it just looked like a really good, solid, you know, sensible lesson. But when I got up to teach, I got drunk in the Holy Ghost. It just came on me, just like it did this morning. I don't know. God likes this lesson, I think. And I got drunk in the Holy Ghost, and I could hardly talk, and I'm supposed to teach this lesson on daily disciplines for heavenly glory. So I taught it drunk, and as I started teaching it, I saw, and I had gotten to the point where we're teaching about drinking, you know, like drink daily, right? And as I'm teaching that part of the lesson, I see this glory mist come in from the left-hand side of the room. And I think the first one, if I can remember correctly, it was blue, because there was two mists that came in. This blue glory mist, and I thought, whoa, the blue glory mist just came into the room. And I said, drink of the blue glory. You know, now the whole school was kind of in a drunken state themselves. You know, when it falls, it falls. And so they're all like glug glug glug, you know. I say glug glug glug, drink of the blue mist, drink of the blue mist. And we'd already learned in the school that, you know, blue is sometimes the color of revelation and stuff like that. And then I saw the blue kind of like dissipate, and this green mist came in. I thought, green, whoa, renewal, healing, prosperity, drink of the green mist, glug 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 glug. So everybody's getting drunk in the spirit as they're drinking the mist. And when you've been in the glory school for a number of days, that's not so, you know, that's not so unusual, you know. And but there's this little, precious little Asian man who is so hungry, he comes running up to the front and he says, I want to get drunk, I want to get drunk. And so in my drunken stupor, I call for the ushers. And I say, ushers, come forward. And I said, pick him up by the feet and dunk him into the wine barrel. And this is all being recorded. Okay, so these guys pick him up by the feet and hold him like this and dunk him into the wine barrel. I says, are you drunk yet? And he said, not yet, but I want to be. So we just kept dunking him until he got drunk. And the rest of the class was just very unusual. And then we went out for lunch, and when we went out for lunch, there was so much glory in the restaurant that we all got kind of drunk in the restaurant, and actually God birthed something really big, because up until that time we had only been based out of Canada, and during that lunch, he birthed our U.S. base and our U.K. base out of that lunch in the restaurant, which is now operative. And so the waitress came in, and she got drunk. And she wasn't even saved, so we got to preach the gospel to her and everything. We go back and go in for the afternoon session. So anyway, Steve Schultz, my good friend Steve Schultz with the Elijah List, he gets a hold of the teaching on the Glory School, and he likes to take them out, you know, one by one, and sell them separately. We're not allowed to do that anymore. And so he pulls out this one, Daily Disciplines to Heavenly Glory. Well, that's a good, safe teaching. And he sends it out. And who on earth would buy a CD called Daily Disciplines for Heavenly Glory? Most of the time, it's people who love discipline and left brain. And, you know, that's the kind of people who would buy that kind of CD. So to make a long story short, we got into some big trouble. And because some people didn't like about drinking the blue mist and the green mist and hanging someone up by the feet and dunking them into the wine barrel. So I got pulled before a board. I've been before quite a few of them. And they wanted to know my theological, apologetics for drinking green and blue mist. And I said, well, all I can say is, like, when you were there, it made sense. So anyways, every time since that I've taught this lesson, I experience some drunkenness. So I don't know. I think the Lord just gets a kick out of it or something. But this is it's a very helpful lesson. This is. It's one of my favorites. But I want to say this, if I can. The things I want to say, I might not be able to say, but what I would like to say. What I would like to say is that you can't earn the glory. God's already given you his glory. So you can't earn it. It's already a gift to you. He's given you all that he is and all that he has. Jesus already said, the glory that the Father has given unto me, I give unto you. Woo-hoo! Yeah. So you can't earn it. And sometimes as Christians, we try to earn it with our good works and our good efforts. We think if we fast 50 days, then we'll get some glory. And God, you better take note of this. Because I have not eaten for 50 days, and that's worth something. God, I've been in prayer for 2 weeks, 12 hours a day, nonstop. I deserve now to have a dribble of the glory. We do stuff like that. If you do that, you need this CD. Crushing religious strongholds and other mindsets. Because religion is all about you doing the stuff to please God. We've got more religion in our lives sometimes than we care to see. Oh, but when you're a glory junkie, you just bask. And people are in this, they get mad. When the people who do nothing get all the glory. Woo-hoo! Hey! Because it's all by grace, we just need to get delivered from self. You know that carnal self is a bigger demon than the devil himself. You know what the mark of the beast is? 666, the number of a what? It's not a devil. It's us. We got to get delivered from us. The Trinity of man. Whoa. Okay, so you can't do anything to earn the glory, but you can posture yourself for it. You can posture yourself for the glory. So discipline is beneficial as long as you understand that you can't earn anything from God as a result of it. Whatever you focus on, you will empower. Focus and passion are everything. If you have love in your heart, let's say for the glory, you say, God, I want to spend the rest of my life focusing on you and your glory. I love you so much. I want to worship you more. So I want to understand more of your glory, more of your glory. And you made that your focus because it's your passion. Guess what? You're going to get downloaded. More glory, more revelation of the glory. It's not because you earned it, but it's because you postured yourself with your passion and your focus to receive it. Can't earn it. How? But whatever you focus yourself on, focus on, you will empower that within your life. Does that make sense? I have this aim in my life that I want to be the greatest love person in the whole wide world. If I could finish my course and learn to love, that is my greatest passion. So every day I think about that. Every day I think about the cross and how Jesus walked in such perfect love and paid the price of love. Every day I think about that. I think, Lord, help me be like you. I want to be a lover like you. I want to be perfect in love like you. I want to pass all the love tests. So because I'm focusing on that, because it's my passion, I'm going to get more and more of it. 5 years from now, I'll have more love manifested in my life than I do now if I remain focused. It's not because I earned it. It's because my focus produces the posture that receives it. Does that make sense? I know people that have just such a passion, they want to work miracles. Miracles, miracles, and that's a good passion. We need to have a passion for working the miraculous, as long as it's not just for the power itself. Miracles are awesome because, number one, they glorify God, but number two, they help people. We have to have compassion. Our faith needs to work through love. But if you have a passion for miracles, like my friend Todd Bentley, he'd spend 12 hours a day just focusing on the Lord and his miracle working power and start dreaming about healing the sick, and then he'd just go out and do it because it was a focus for him out of passion. And now, oh my gosh, I don't know anyone like Todd Bentley who has worked as many creative miracles and salvations, but a lot of it was just passion that released a focus, which was a posture. So if you're wanting to experience more glory, there are certain what we would call disciplines that are great for you, as long as I can teach this and know that you're not going to get all religious over it. You see, bodily exercise, it does some good. If you do not exercise, you'll get limp muscles like me. In fact, I had a young man come up to me one time and he was trying to explain weightlifting and, you know, muscle development to me. And he says, well, like, for instance, these muscles. And he goes to grab my arm. He says, where is it? He says, you don't have one. I said, oh, it's there. It's just deep, deep within. But you can develop the muscle. If you really want a muscle, you can develop it. I could if I really wanted to. You just do the push-ups or whatever they do to get the muscles. And you can have muscles if that's what you want. But it takes a little bit of working the muscle to get it, right? But that doesn't make you a better person before God if you have muscles or not. You could be the Incredible Hulk, and it doesn't mean you have favor with God. You understand that? But it's beneficial to your body to have a healthier body than an unhealthy body. It's a benefit, but it doesn't give you any reward with God just because you've done some effort and some weightlifting. And it's the same in the spirit. And I can't stress that enough, because if you move out of grace into the law, if you move out of grace into a religious spirit, then you won't experience the glory. It has to come from grace. It has to come out of rest. So here are some disciplines, some daily disciplines, that if you do these every day, they'll benefit you. And it's because they'll posture you and posture your focus and your thinking for what you desire in your heart. It's as simple as that. So it's kind of like a weightlifting in a way. It does produce results because it releases your focus. It attaches your focus to what you're looking for, and whatever you focus on, you empower, so you'll get more glory. So here's some things that we can acknowledge and position ourselves before. Number one, we acknowledge that we have been born again, and our spirit is born again, and in our spirits we have the very nature of Christ. We are in Christ, in our spirit. He is in us. Amen. We are one with him for all eternity. And it's given by gift. Now, if you take some time to acknowledge that, right away, you're putting yourself in a posture to receive experience of the glory. Does that make sense? Because it's not based on what you can do. You're already accepting what's been done for you. Lord, I'm born again. I'm a new creation in you, and my spirit, man, is full of Jesus right now. And Jesus, I'm in you, and you are in me, and I have your nature on the inside of my spirit, man, is acquainted with the glory. Now, the moment I focus on that, it puts me in the atmosphere of the glory, because I'm inside of a focus of truth. Does that make sense? I'm confessing the truth. And the manifestation of that truth will be glory. So just as I did that, I could actually feel the weight of the air get heavier. You know, it's a glory. Because I was confessing the truth concerning who I am in the kingdom of God. Okay, secondly, I choose to lay down my soul-directed life. I choose to submit to the Spirit of God. I choose right now, Lord, I make a deliberate choice to lay down the rule of the carnal soul and the carnal mind and its thinking and the works of the flesh. I choose to lay it all down and submit to you, Holy Spirit, and to allow my spirit man to rise up and come forth. Now, when you make that decree, it's a quality decision that you make, and your will comes in line with what you decree. So when you meditate on that again, it's about posturing yourself and positioning yourself. Number three, I receive forgiveness for any area. You can do this every day before your quiet time or as part of your quiet time, and you'll have an enhanced quiet time. I receive forgiveness for any area of my life that has transgressed the will and the nature of God. My soul and body receive cleansing through the forgiving blood of Jesus. All my sins are forgiven. They have been removed as far as the east is from the west. Sin does not have dominion over my spirit, soul, or body. I do not serve sin, but I serve my God and all that he represents. So we're taking care of the sin issue. When you do that, you just take care of the sin issue. And so your mind comes into alignment with the truth that says you are forgiven. Sin is not an issue that can keep you out of the glory. It's all taken care of. So when you go through the discipline of acknowledging that, then the essence of that work of the Spirit gets laid upon you. It just comes into manifestation. Number four, I consecrate my body, soul, including the mind, will, emotions, imaginations, affections, and spirit to the purposes of God. That's the holiness that we talked about yesterday. My entire being submits to what? The glory of God. I submit myself, body, soul, and spirit, to your glory, oh God. Now again, what you're doing is you're bringing your focus into place. You're focusing on the truth concerning the passion of your heart. The glory of the Lord shall appear upon me. Nations and kings will be drawn to a salvation as a result. My entire being is fully influenced by the glory and presence of God. Oh, wow. You focus on that for a little while, and the essence of what you're confessing will actually become substance over your life. Number 5, like Moses, I enter the tent of meeting. So by faith, we enter into that time of fellowship with the Lord. Lord, right now, by faith, I'm entering in to a time of meeting with you. I believe the glory cloud has been like a pillar that's come upon me right now. And I just spend time in your presence. I spend time in your love right now. It's wonderful meeting with you and having communion and fellowship with you, oh God. And when you do that, you believe that you're in that tent of meeting. You believe that you're in that time of devotion with him. It's all by faith. I choose with expectancy to meet with the Lord. Number 6, and you can go through these if you want. You can go through these one by one. I do. I have at times just gone through the whole page, step by step, gone through it, and made the exact confessions that are in here, because sometimes you don't feel very spiritually sensitive. So it's okay to just read something off and it brings you into spiritual sensitivity because your focus is going towards it. Number 6, I acknowledge my love and reverence for the Holy Spirit. He is my guide, my teacher, my helper, and my comforter. He leads me into truth and prepares me as a bride. He attaches himself to me as an attendant who brings me to my final destination. He leads me daily into worship of Jesus and into experience of heavenly glory. I pray in tongues to build myself up in my spirit, man. This fortifies me and enables me to be sensitive to the presence of the Lord in his kingdom. As I pray in tongues, I declare the mysteries of the kingdom of God and proclaim his mighty deeds. So what we're doing is submitting ourselves to the Spirit, oh Holy Spirit. I acknowledge you. You're leading me. You're guiding me. You're teaching me. You're my own. And all the day long, you are with me. And I don't even know how to connect with the heavenly glory as I should. I don't understand the kingdom mysteries. So out of my spirit, I'm going to proclaim the mysteries. Do you know that as you pray in tongues, that you are preparing a place of manifestation of the glory for yourself to walk into? Oftentimes when you're praying in tongues, you're preparing the next move that you then walk into. Because we don't know how to pray as we ought. If you just prayed according to your own understanding, you're going to be limited in the answers to prayer. But when you pray in tongues, the Holy Spirit knows what you need. He's groaning in and through you. He's releasing language of the heavenly dimension to bring you into fullness. The next revival, it's on its way. We don't know what it looks like, and if we did, we wouldn't pray for it. It's true, right? So that's why we pray in tongues. And if you don't pray in tongues yet, if you haven't been released in tongues, tongues is for every believer. Every believer should pray in tongues. You all can, and you all should. It's a great benefit. You'll be loved if you don't. The Father loves you, whether you pray in tongues or not. You'll be saved if you don't. That's not an issue. But you need it because it's good for you. It'll build you up in your spirit, man, and it'll fortify you. It'll release the mysteries of the kingdom through your mouth. You'll be speaking mysteries. Oh, it's a good way to prophesy. So if you don't, we do have a CD that is available on the book table or online. It's called Tongues. And if you get it and get the teaching, listen to the teaching, you will be really blessed by it. And most people get released in tongues by the time they finish the teaching. Everybody can be released. And if you'll do that, I'll pray for you sometime during this week. Get the CD, listen to the teaching first, then we'll pray for you and you'll get released into tongues. Everybody can. Some of you might be saying, well, I'm a hard nut to crack. I've been up front 100 times and no one's been able to get me speaking in tongues yet. I like those kind of people. I love a good challenge. I don't know. I think everyone I've prayed for has received tongues. I can't remember anyone that didn't when I prayed for them. They might have only got a release of a few words, but they got something. That's all I had when I started, just a few words. Okay, so we're going to acknowledge the Holy Spirit. You can pray in tongues. That always brings the glory. And next, I make my soul drink daily of heavenly glory. See, Jesus said, if any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. What are you thirsty for? Are you thirsty for his glory? Well, drink. How do you drink of the glory? This is the big moment, you know. How do you drink of the glory? It's by faith. It's by faith. Everything. Everything in the kingdom is by faith. Let's drink right now. Is the glory here? Okay, so Lord, we drink of the glory, we draw it in. How do you drink? You draw in. When you drink some water, you gulp it down, you take it in. Take in the glory, glug, glug, glug. I just do the glug, glug thing because it makes me think that I'm drinking. Whoa, it works. Come on. Glug, glug, glug. I'm drinking of the glory. I'm getting filled with the glory. Filled with your presence, filled with your bounty. Glug, 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 glug. Filled, filled. Glug, 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 glug. Whoa. Drink some more. Some more. Drink some more. Come on. Drink more. Halalabakaya. Glug, 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 glug. Draw in the glory. Draw it in. Drink. Oh, I drink of your goodness. I drink of your bounty. I drink of your love right now. I get filled up with the glory of your love. Whoa, fill me up more and more. See, I got to be careful when I do this in class. You do it. I can get drunk really quick just drinking for a few minutes. Why don't you stand up right now? And if you're watching by DVD, stand up and drink standing up. And see what happens. Woohoo! Glug, 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 glug. Drink, drink, drink. Oh, glug, 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 glug. Whoa. That's a drink. Now, when you're drinking, you're in a posture of receiving. You see, if you're drinking water like this, you're absorbed in drinking, right? So you're not praying, you're receiving. There's different dimensions of the glory. One dimension of the glory is his love. Drink in his love. Right now we drink love. The essence of his love. Love is a spiritual substance. It's not just a word. It's actual tangible spiritual substance. Drink it in. Drink it in. That's it. Okay, drink in his kindness. That's another aspect of his glory. Glug, glug, glug. Drink it in. I like to sometimes even hold a glass up and glug, glug, glug it. You know, just, you can do little prophetic acts. That sometimes helps. In fact, I'm feeling, I don't know, how many of you are feeling the air is getting heavier around you? Like you can feel it, a heavier weight? One of the meanings of glory is weight. Whoa. Whoa. There's so much tangible glory here right now. I can feel it, the heavy weight. See what I'm doing even with my hands? I just wash it over. Glug, glug, glug. I receive more and more. Whoa. 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 How about the glory of his riches? Whoa! Have a good drink of that. Glug, 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 glug. Whoa! Fill us up, Lord. The glory of his truth. The glory of his boldness. Whoa! The glory of his strength. The glory of his light. Glug, 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 glug. Whoa. Now, just quickly, if you can actually feel the effect of drinking. Maybe you feel a little bit tipsy, a little bit drunk, whatever. If you actually feel the effect of your drinking, I'd like you to come to the front right now, please. And if you're watching by DVD, you can, I don't know, stand up in the room or something. Whoops. Whoa. Whoa. Look at you. You're all a bunch of drunks. Whoa. Whoa. Give them more, Lord. Give them more. They can drink more. Drink more. More. More of your glory. More of your glory. More of your glory. Whoa. There's some drinking buddies over here. Hey, you drinking buddies, come here. Come here. Come here. Whoa! 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 Don't need to worry about falling, because when you're drunk and you fall, you feel no pain. Whoa! Oh, drunk, 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 drunk.
Hey!
He's a good Dutchman. You know, when I saw you yesterday, I thought, I know this man. Where have I seen him? And I couldn't place it until this morning. Caleb reminded me. It's so nice to have you here. Whoa! Give him more, Lord. Give him more. Whoa! 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 This is a big problem. Is how do you get the class back? And who cares? See, when you're in the glory, you just don't care, you know? Just cast all your cares upon him. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome? Okay, if you are not drunk, but you want to be, if you are a wannabe drunk, you can come forward now and these drunks will pile up on you. So come on up here. It's a wine barrel up here. It's a wine barrel. Whoa! Hey, come on. Come on up here. All of you that want to get drunk, just come on up in here. If you want to be drunk. Whoa, whoa. Come on up in here. Come on. Come on. Just come on up. Come on. We're going to drink. We're going to drink. This is, we're dunking you in the wine barrel. Anyone else? Anyone else? Come on in. Just pull in. There we go. Now, everyone else, stand around them and give them a good drink. Give them a good drink. Father, drunk in the Holy Ghost. Glug, 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 Holy Ghost, come. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Woo! Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Oh! Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. You just stay here, just keep drinking. Oh! That's it. Let all the guards down, folks. Let them have the heart. Let them have it all. Glug, 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 glug. Just keep drinking. Drink, 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 drink. Glug, 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 glug. Woo! Woo! Thank you, Lord. Whoa! You don't have to strive. You just drink. No striving, just drinking. Do I have sound? Whoa. Whoa. Thank you, Lord. No striving, just drinking. When you're getting drunk, you don't have to strive. You just let all the cares go to Him, and you don't press in. I gotta press in to get drunk. You don't do that. You don't pray and say, "Ka-da-da-da-da, I gotta get drunk." You just go, "Woo-hoo,
come and get me, Lord. Woo-hoo, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That's it."
Filled with His love. You just take it by faith. You receive it by faith. Receive it by faith. Hey, friend. Whoa. Just look up to Him and just receive of Him. Blood, 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 blood. Hey! Woo-hoo! You just did it to that Larry and Diana! Lord, make them drinking buddies! Drinking buddies together in the Lord, in the glory. Whoa! Wow. Does that feel good? Ooh, is that the first time you've been drunk?
It's been a long time.
More, Lord. Give her more. Give her more.
She's praying that Patricia's
a drunk mama and a drunk baby. Whoa! John the Baptist was drunk in the womb. He was filled with the Spirit. Whoa! Wow. Wow. All right. If this is your first time of ever getting drunk, I'd like you to make your way to the front here if you can. If it's your first time. Is that your first time? Wow. Whoa. Okay, now the others of you can maybe go back to your seats or whatever. But if this is your very first time of getting drunk in the Holy Ghost, I'd like you to come forward.
I don't think I've gotten drunk yet.
I only want those who are drunk. If you're drunk in the Holy Ghost and it's your first time, come on forward. Whoa. Hey. Now, we receive the new wine by faith. And so as you're drinking, you believe that you're getting filled, overflowing, right? Build up. Come on across here. So this is all your first time of getting drunk. This is not wanting to be drunk, but it's your first time of experiencing it. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, would you like some more? You like getting drunk? There's no hangover. There's no ill effects. There's no high like the Most High. There is no high like the Most High. You can drink as much as you want, whenever you want. These ones here are all the first timers. This is a mother and a baby. Isn't this awesome? Her baby's getting filled in the womb. Whoa! Whoa! More, Lord! Whoa! Amber and Peanut. That's what it says here. It says Peanut. Whoa! Drunk in the Holy Ghost. Drunk. Woohoo! More. Cynthia, is this your very first time of getting drunk? You're just like, you're made for it. Whoa! More for Cynthia, Lord. More for all your children, Lord. Oh, whoa. drunk in the Holy Ghost, drunk in the Holy Ghost, drunk in the Holy Ghost, take another drink, take another one, wow, take another drink. You know what your problem is? You're always waiting for something to happen instead of believing it's already there. You're in wishful thinking and not in faith.
How can I be in faith?
Just receive it. Receive it right now. Thank you, Lord, that the new wine, this will help a lot of people. A lot of people are like you. A lot of people struggle with this. I now have the new wine in me. It's in me now. I'm not hoping or believing or praying for it anymore. I have it. Okay, now receive it. Glug, glug, glug. Glug, glug, glug. That's it. Just keep receiving it. There you go. Isn't that easier than striving and trying to say, oh, if only I could have it, if only I could have it. I hope I get it. I hope I get it. Oh, I hope I can have it. How can I get it? How can I get it? Say, no, I've got it. I'm drunk. I'm born to be drunk.
Born to be drunk.
Glug, 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 glug. Oh, yeah. Just let all the control go. You know what we are? We're great at being control freaks, aren't we? You know, we like that. Us Westerners especially. We like it. Just let it all go, folks. Let it all go. Let all the control go and just let them have it all. It's what you do when you're drunk. You don't care about anything. There's no high like the Most High, Keith. Glug, 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 glug. That's better, isn't it, Sheila? You're getting it now. You're getting the tipsy thing now. There you go. Glug, 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 glug. Oh, Morgan, that's it. Take a drink. Take a drink, Morgan. Whoa! Morgan's drunk. Oh, Sheila's getting there real good. Oh, more, Lord. More, Lord. More from Mary. More from Mary. Just engage, Mary. Just focus on Jesus. It's about Him. It's about Him. There's no high like Him. There's no one like Him. Just drink in His goodness. Drink in His goodness. That's it. James, is this your first time?
Yes.
Are you joking? You like...
I felt a little bit...
Whoa! 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 This won't be the last time. Whoa! More for James! I call James a Holy Ghost glory drunk.
Yes.
Whoa. Do you like it?
Yes.
Knocked him in the head. He won't feel anything, though. It's okay. Sarah, take it. That's your son? He's loaded. It was the son and the mother got drunk in the glory for the first time together. Praise the Lord. Bless all of you. Bless all of you. Whoa, there's some more. Whoa. Whoa, for Tim and Barb, Lord. Glug, 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 glug. Whoa, 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 whoa. You feel that? Oh.
Oh, my God.
What? What are they laughing at? Whoa! Take another drink of the living waters of life. Okay. That was number 7. This discipline stuff, you know, I mean. We never want it said of the Glory Company that we're undisciplined. We're totally into discipline. Especially number seven. Now back to the notes. I think. I study the word daily. This is a good time to open the Bibles. The reason why is because we want to know God in a deeper way. Not just like the discipline of like mental understanding, but just because our passion is toward Him, we want to know His heart more. Amen? And so we read the Word, and especially when you're in the glory, you get more heavy revies. And remember, whatever's revealed to you is yours. And we worship. Worship in spirit and in truth. He is worthy. He is awesome. He's so awesome. He is so awesome. You know, when you're drunk, you could tell the whole wide world how awesome He is. When you get loaded in the glory, it's like you'll go out in a public restaurant or shopping center and say, Jesus is awesome. Because our hearts get knit to Him. I was on an airplane once going to, I think it was Houston, Texas. And I was reading my Bible and drinking in the glory as I was sitting in the airplane seat. I didn't know that I was getting drunk. I was just enjoying the Lord, His presence, the glory. But when I got up out of my seat, I went to reach into the overhead to get my stuff. And I realized then how in love with Jesus I was. I thought, I am so in love with Jesus. And I felt like the boldness that comes on you when you're drunk. I just wanted the whole plane to know that I love Jesus. So I yelled. And I said, I'm crazy in love with Jesus. Oh, it felt good. When you're in the glory, you just want to worship Him wherever you are. Just let the whole world know. Okay. You can behold His beauty when you're in the glory. Number 10, engage in devotional and intercessory prayer while you're in His presence. When you're in His presence, you get this faith release, and everything's easy. You can believe for things when you are in the glory. It is so easy. When you're not in the glory, things seem hard. When you're in the glory, you can win the whole world for Jesus. It's not a problem. When you pray and you're in the glory, oh, it's a fun prayer meeting with Jesus. You can see nations come to Christ, healings, deliverances, financial miracles. You can see so much when you're in the glory. You have faith to believe for the seemingly impossible to come to pass. Mm-hmm. Our intercession team, when we first got acquainted with the glory years ago, they would go and get drunk first before they started interceding. Because they got so much release when they were loaded in the glory. It was easy for them to pray. I just remembered that. That's a good thing to write in your notes, Kim. I forgot about that. That's what happened when we first started experiencing the drunkenness in the Holy Spirit. We just did it all, engaged, and even before, especially before prayer meetings, and we had the wildest prayer meetings. Oh man, it was good. Okay, I wait on Him, I rest, I listen, I watch, because when you're in the glory, anything can happen. Like right now, this atmosphere is charged with the glory. I can feel Him so strong. This is when revelation comes. This is when God will touch your life in a special way. This is when you want to be watchful in the spirit because, you know, things happen. This is like when you're in a glory party and you know, we have a couple on our team came to a glory school, connected with each other over the telephone, had glory parties over the telephone, and they are now married. I just remembered that. They waited on him, they rested, they listened, and they watched. It's nice when you meet your mate at a glory school. Record in your journal the special insights God gives you, because you can. You can do that. You can, yeah. When you write in your journal, you can. Kaya na mohoya. Hikamahaya tahaya. Sinematia na mohoya. You can. And then there's number 12. Oh, when the Father shows you things, Jesus said, I only do the things I see my Father do. And when you're waiting on him like that, he can give you instruction on what to do. That's where we get a lot of our downloads for the vision of the ministry comes times like this. Oh, don't worry, team. I'm not getting another vision. But you never know. And then you just go do it. Well, this was a good lesson. Lord, I pray for those in this room and for those watching by DVD that they will become the most disciplined believers that you have. Because this glory company loves discipline. The glory kind. Oh. Amen.
For more information about Patricia King and XP Media, visit us online at xpmedia.com. We look forward to building relationship with you. xpmedia.com.